As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, if you will, December the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news. Hard facts and workable solutions for you today. We're going to have to weave all of this together very carefully, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America to around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Those numbers are posted on the homepage of oraclebroadcasting.com. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, small town America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647, that postal zip. A big shout-out again this morning, as we always do, to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold treads water in a narrow trading band above $1,100. We'll talk about that this morning briefly in our market report. The history of law, the fundamental basic principles, that'll be the mainstay of today's broadcast. We'll probably continue this for several days this week. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, Moon Day, if you will, December the 28th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $4.30 in morning trading at $1,108.40 an ounce. Silver up 5 cents at $17.52 an ounce. Platinum up $19 at $1,479 a troy ounce. How do you like that? Getting close to $1,500 for platinum. Palladium still up higher, $2 up higher, up $2, $386 an ounce for palladium. Boy, I bet you wish you got in there when it was $1.75 anyway. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,107.60 for a low, $1,114.70 for a high. There's a $239 increase this year so far, year to year. At $1,108.40, your gold is up $239.50 year to year. That's a 27.57% return on your investment. You can see in the lows and the highs about a $10 spread. A lot of action happening in there this morning so far. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,104.50. We are $4 above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on Thursday, the 24th of December, up 54 points, trading at 10,520. The NASDAQ closed up on Thursday last at up 16 at 2,286, and the S&P closed up 6 at 1,126. I'll throw a bridle on my tongue. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Of the the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, December the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. So back in and close out that market report for Monday, December 28th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time again finds gold up $4.30 an ounce, trading at $1,108.40. Silver up 5 cents, $17.52 an ounce. Platinum up $19 at $1,479. And palladium up to at $386. Again, the Dow closed up 54 on Thursday, the 24th of December, at 10,520. Of course, it was closed on Friday. The NASDAQ closed up 16, 2,286. The S&P was up 6 at 1,126. Crude oil this morning off 89 cents. They got about 26 miles of tankers lined up there out in the ocean. Lots and lots and lots and lots of crude on board, but there's a lot of discussion on that. You can find those articles about that on Bloomberg this morning. 26 miles of tankers on the ocean. Crude oil up or off 89 cents at $72.73 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning moves down just a hair, down 2 basis points, trading at $77.63 on the Intercontinental Exchange and in the trade-weighted basket of currencies. Our little basket of currencies here, the foreign exchange rates this morning, we find the Canadian dollar moving up 43 basis points, trading at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 39 basis points, still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 1 basis point, almost flat so far in the morning, at $1.44 U.S. The British pound, it's going to cost you a little bit more there, up 27 basis points, $1.60 for a British pound. And the Swiss franc up 25 basis points at 97 cents U.S. Much going to be happening in the bond market and the mortgage market in the months ahead as we move into 2010. You can watch them go up, up, up. So if you've got anything that you need to do with mortgages, my recommendation, based on over a year of watching these every single morning and reporting on them, is that I would get Johnny on the spot. If there's a mortgage in your future, take care of your business today, or at least as soon as you can. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond continues to move up, 0.99. It's now just about at that 1% ratio again. We have the yield on the two-year bond at 0.99. It's been down much lower than that in the last 6 months, but it's moving back up. The 10-year is at 3.83%, and the 30-year is at 4.69% in the mortgage market. This morning,
turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, well, we might be on air. I don't understand what's going on. I guess this thing dropped me or something. So, having no clue whatsoever as to how many minutes back this thing dumped and waiting for the next break, we'll have to back up. I love, despise, and detest that. I'd almost just rather play a record than to have the archive copy of the broadcast disrupted in such fashion. How totally rude. Live radio, they say. All right, so I have no idea where we dumped off. Maybe I should just play a kazoo for 15 or 20 minutes and see if the broadcast will stay with me. Light my cheroot here. Amazing. Amazing. Spend hours preparing for these broadcasts and then have it fart on you like that is just annoying. Really annoys the heck out of me. But anyway, going back into it again, was introducing the concept of law, the study of law. At this point, I'd almost rather just discuss twiddlywinks, but we'll go back in and start over again. Don't know, somewhere we lost it either at the break or before the break or sometime in that vicinity. Just absolutely disgusting. Going back in, right out of the encyclopedia or the dictionary. Let's start in the dictionary. That's where I like to start. It's all the rules of contact. Conduct. Nah, I've lost my enthusiasm. I'll just pedal for a moment here. Just about ready to pull the plug. Let's see. Not having a phone border. Let's see. All right. Well, it says it's got about 9 more minutes. I loathe, despise, and detest that when that happens. Dumps us off. I don't know where we left off or what we heard. Totally destroys and disrupts the broadcast. But that's the way it goes when you're dealing with computers. Starting back into the dictionary, we want to lay down the basics. The fundamental basic principles of law, starting from the dictionaries, using the dictionaries as a place to jump off from, understanding that there's many different meanings and senses of these terms. And so I will just begin again, and we'll have to make a note that somewhere about 24 minutes into this broadcast, the system resumed for the archives. But again, the first sense, and in the dictionary, so oft times the first sense is the most powerful or the strongest sense or the most commonly understood. And the very first one, then, is that all the rules of conduct established and enforced by the authority, the legislation, or the custom of a given community, state, or other group. Law. That's law. All the rules of conduct established and enforced by the authority, the legislation, or the custom of a given community, its state, or a group, and then any one of such rules. The condition, and again, understanding how this begins, where they talk about Middle English or the Old English, this idea of logs, law being so close to that word law, or lag, something laid down, something settled. They also think you can think of a stack of logs, or you can think of a stack of pages, or pieces of paper, sheaves of paper. It's very important. It's stability. It's like a foundation. And it's the rules of conduct. You know, we talk about freedom. We talk about liberty. There's a great difference between freedom and liberty, even though when you're looking at a definition in dictionaries about liberty, you're going to have a lot of the use of free and freedom will be involved in that. But when you look up a definition of freedom, you won't see any references to liberty, and there's a reason for that. When people live in societies, when they come together in groups, if you will, there are certain precepts, agreements that are made. There are certain contracts and covenants made one with another, not to abuse each other. And so as those covenants and restrictions mount up, your freedom is more and more eroded, the more law, if you will, that you have. It's important, but liberty could be compared, I like to compare it to a dog collar around your neck and a leash. And depending on what kind of a government you have, depends on whether or not you might have a choke chain or whether you might have a soft, supple English leather collar that fits you real comfortably and a nice long dangling lead where your master takes you on a walk from time to time and isn't jerking your neck all the time, as opposed to maybe having 4 or 5 feet of barbed wire tied onto your choke chain and the guy whips your back with the barbed wire and jerks you around a lot. So all that. Let's see what we got going on over here. 3 minutes to go. Anyhow, really disrupted my train of thought getting into the broadcast. So going back then, the second sense is the condition existing when obedience to such rules is general to establish law and order. Obedience to such rules is general. And there are a lot of free thinkers out there that don't want to have any kind of rules or regulations. There's no obedience in mind, and they just want to do their own thing all the time. And wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Unfortunately, the things that some people want to do may not be what you would expect them to do, and there's no order, so it's just chaos. And law tends to bring order out of that chaos. And so people have agreed that this is not a bad deal if it can be tolerable. Law also is the branch of knowledge dealing with such rules, and it's known as jurisprudence. It's a system of courts in which such rules are referred to in defending one's rights, such as securing justice, etc. It's to resort to law to settle a matter. All such rules having to do with a particular sphere of human activity, and that's business law, and we're going to talk about that. The common law, as distinguished from equity, we'll discuss that. The profession of lawyers is what they do, law. They do law, the law merchant, although that's really lex mercatoria, which is the law of merchants or commerce. Go a little further into this. A sequence of events which occur in nature or in human activities that has been observed to occur with unvarying uniformity under the same conditions. Often, as they say, the laws of nature. The laws of nature and nature's God. Once again, back to the Declaration of Independence. When we come back from this break, a minute from now, a few minutes, we'll start into some of these parts and pieces and go from the dictionaries into the encyclopedia briefly and then into some books. And I think you'll find these rather interesting, to say the least, if we can maintain connection with the network here. So anyway, going down a little bit further here, it's the formation in words of such a sequence, such as the law of gravitation or the law of diminishing returns. There's many economic laws that have been set down, many laws that have been set down in math, many laws that have been set down in various sciences. And then, jumping over here to the Black's Law Dictionary, Black's Eighth, and hopefully we're still going on Black's Eighth. The first sense, the strongest sense, is it's that regime, and notice the use of the word regime, that orders human activities and relations through the systematic application of the force of politically organized society. So I'll regroup my mind, everybody. Regroup yours, and we'll try and start this thing again at the bottom of the hour here. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine, from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned. It looks like we're still on the air. So, I apologize, folks. The first 30 minutes was a wash, no doubt about it. But we're going to continue. There's a lot of material I wanted to cover today. I still do. Have to get my spirit up for it. But we start in the dictionaries, and I start there for really, really basic reasons. One of them is that so often our understanding of commonly heard and commonly understood terminologies is just absolutely minuscule by comparison to what is known about them. And so we come into all kinds of errors in our life when we don't understand even the basic meanings and the senses of the words. And then we have to understand this great pluralistic society that we live in, where, as I say, that people come across specialized knowledge and specialized training and specialized skills and all the mysteries. And they climb up in the great sandstone wall of life with this, and they carve out a niche for themselves. I call them the niche builders. And then they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge or skills or talents, abilities, and they hang out their little signboard and sell it, their services, to those that come by. And that's very much as what happened with law. And law has developed slowly over millennia until today. What's coming out of Washington, D.C. and out of our state houses at such a frightening pace bears little semblance to anything that has happened slowly over all these past thousands of years. So let's go into Black's Law Dictionary and look at this. This is Black's Eighth. Again, the definition of law, the first sense, the strongest sense, the regime, again, that orders human activities. Well, what is that regime that orders human activities? It's the law merchant, if you will, lawyers, lawmakers, and relations through systematic application of the force of politically organized society. Again, we've got to be very, very careful about this politically organized society, especially when it's been arrayed, as it has been here in the United States and around the world, but here in the United States, with the established two-party political system, presenting this false left-right concept, conservative versus liberal. We've studied a little bit about liberal. We know where Venice is. We know where Florence is. We know where this stuff comes from. And then the idea of conservative. Conserving, you know, they used to call it conserves. You'd make preserves, strawberry jam, strawberry jelly, so on and so forth. You're conserving something. You're saving something. But we have to ask ourselves frequently, in each passing decade, what is now conservative and what is now liberal? Because it seems to change with every passing decade. The things that are founders of this country considered to be, well, conservative was the maintenance of, they were the Tories, it was the maintenance of the monarch and the established church. The liberals were our founders. They were the philosophical radicals in their day. They were known as the Whigs. So, yet today, the conservatives long for a day when we have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Is that conservative of a desire to conserve liberal tendencies? You see, it's important to understand these little changes. All right, continuing. Again, this law is backed by force. Here's the second sense. It's the aggregate of legislation. In other words, all of the legislation put together. Judicial precedents. We'll talk about that as we go along. And accepted legal principles. It's the body of authoritative grounds of judicial and administrative action. Again, this is the one of the most recent here of Black's Law Dictionaries. And they're talking about judicial or administrative action, from which we can understand or infer administrative agencies or the administrative branch of our government. Especially, it says, the body of rules, standards, and principles that the courts of a particular jurisdiction apply in deciding controversies brought before them. The law of the land, they also state here. And that's an important, this idea of the rules, you know, the rules for criminal procedure, the rules of procedure come into mind and all of that. But that's not going to be part of this discussion. Then, it's the set of, or it's the judicial and administrative process, legal action and proceedings, when settlement negotiations have failed, they submit their dispute to the law. And we'll find out a little bit more of that as we go along when we start talking about arbitration. And then it's a statute, law, a statute. And so often this is the only sense that many people possess. Congress passes a law. Your state representatives assembled pass a law. They think they're the lawmakers. Sixth here is the common law, but not equity. And then the legal profession, and she spent her entire career in law. And there's much more. But these give us just some of the early basics. And we'll refer back to these definitions in future broadcasts, I'm sure. So now we can go into the encyclopedia. And I can assure you, for anybody that does have encyclopedias in their possession, if you make a study of law under the headings, all the various and sundry headings in a good set of encyclopedias, you're going to find that there's a tremendous wealth of knowledge right there at your fingertips that give you a great background to the idea of law, what it is, where it came from, and how it was understood and interpreted and used up to the time that that encyclopedia set was written. And again, as I have been much in the past, I'm referring to the Encyclopedia Americana for just a beginning statements on law. Law is the Anglo-Saxon, in the Anglo-Saxon form, is of rare occurrence, except in compounds, but from these and from the cognate Icelandic log or log, or plural lag, i.e. things lying in due place, like the strata of slate. Strata of slate. You understand how slate lays on the in the ground in sheets? Very good use there. Like the strata of slate, for instance, the original meaning of lagu as that which lies in order is inferable. So, in the settling of sediment in the ocean, if you will, or in an inland sea, the sediment settles down and it lays like sheets. And if you go in with a bull prick and a hammer, you can separate these sheets of slate, if you're very careful. If you're sloppy, you'll break up little pieces, but they'll all be like so many thin layers. And so the idea of law being derived from that idea, that the law would be like a book or a layer, a system of layers, beginning from the most simple and perhaps running to the most complex, beginning at the oldest and coming forward to the newest. And that's much the way the history of law has developed, from the very most fundamental principles to that which is the most complex. And today our law, our legal system, the law today is really quite complex. It's the transition of the idea to sheets of parchment or other material upon which an order is inscribed, and ultimately to that which had been written, ordered, or ordained could not have been difficult. The derivation of the English word law from the French loi, the Norman French lei, or from the Latin lex or lego, your Lego blocks, that's Latin for law, is incorrect. But the Latin and Teutonic words evidently come from the same Aryan root, which is lag, L-A-G-H, which means to lie. It comes from the same Aryan root. The oldest meaning of lex, according to our authors here, was a bill. A bill. Probably so called because it was laid before the people in comitia for approval. And so we can see that in law today, they are passing a bill in Congress, if you will. And it's laid before the people for approval. When a lex or bill had been agreed to, it was called a lex, just as we speak of a McKinley bill or a Hepburn bill or a Harry Reid bill, etc., even when it has become an act of Congress and been a law for many years. And so you can sometimes put yourself down in history by being the legislator that sponsors this bill and gets it passed, and it becomes the Harry S. Reid health care bill.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where
program with thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Once again. Nice boy, put that guitar down. This word history, back to the encyclopedia, this word history shows that the term law is used in its original and proper sense only when it is used as the generic name for that which has been ordered and made applicable to the conduct of human beings. And so even though there is such thing from the natural law as the laws of gravity and so on and so forth, that's not part of the discussion. We just accept that it exists, but we move along. But there is certainty in those laws of gravity. The laws of gravity, if they were truly a law of nature, will be just as applicable on in the southern hemisphere as it is in the northern hemisphere, and would be just as applicable any place where all of the same variables are extant. So, anyway, it is an absolute. And as we go into the study, you're going to discover that there are those out there that absolutely loathe, despise, and detest absolutes as much as I loathe, despise, and detest malfunctions in the computing systems here that run the broadcast. Anyway, continuing along, I think everything is running fine. So we see again that this word history shows that the term law is used in its original and proper sense only when it has been ordered and made applicable to the conduct of human beings. In medieval times, animals were regularly tried and condemned for their defaults, and we still speak of trivial and defective evidence as insufficient to hang a dog. Insufficient to hang a dog. There's a lot of this language between animals and man we find crossing back and forth. When ancient law declared forfeited an animal or inanimate object which had caused the death of a person, it was a liability of the human owner of the offending thing that was enforced. When a well was filled up because a child had been drowned therein, this was a penalty enforced upon the owner of the well. When an ox was made to furnish forth funeral baked meats for the relatives of the man whom the animal had gored, it was at the cost of the owner of the ox. The owner, not the thing that had caused a mischief, was responsible to the law. And we'll talk a little bit as we go into all of this about the assignment. Assignment is a really important aspect in commerce. In admiralty practice, ships are made defendants in actions for debt and are libeled in suits for damages just as if they were persons. But the liability enforced in every case is that of the master or the owner of the vessel. A law, therefore, is a rule of human conduct. This being so, the inappropriateness of the term laws of nature in its modern sense becomes apparent. Records of natural phenomena and their sequences, though set down with mathematical preciseness and logical perfection, are not rules of conduct at all. They are descriptions. There's little bits of poison that have been salted in over the decades. But I'm going to come back and draw your attention to this phrase. This being so, the inappropriateness of the term, quote, laws of nature in its modern sense becomes apparent. The laws of nature and nature's God. There is a move, a movement afoot, if you will, to turn away from the old as we move into the new. Now, with that, I'm going to stop there. We'll come back to this from time to time. But I want to go into a book. It's written by Arthur R. Hoag, The Origins of the Common Law. I read this book first in 2004. It's published by the Liberty Fund Books in 1986. And it was originally copyrighted in 1966 by the Indiana University Press. It begins on this wise from the preface. It's, shall I do the preface? No, I don't think so. Introduction. Social change and the growth of the common law. This is chapter one. It's law as the bond of civil society. This is how this author begins. It's a good book, quite an interesting read. Throughout its long history, the English common law has borne directly on the raw facts of daily life in English society. The rules of common law are social rules. Never remote from life, they serve the needs of a society once feudal and agricultural, but now industrial and urban. Gradually, as social changes have occurred, the law has been adapted by judicial interpretations to meet new conditions. It continues, as always, to reflect the character of the social order. This is the beginning and an understanding of what is the common law and its growth. But it reflects social rules in a changing society. Englishmen in the Middle Ages accepted, as they do now, the need for rules governing such recurring relations as those between a buyer and a seller, landlord and tenant, guardian and ward, creditor and debtor. Rules of common law touch a farmer's property rights in a crop of wheat planted in a rented field, or the right to use a public roadway. Nor is the common law a stranger in the marketplace. The fishmonger, as well as the banker, may invoke its protection. The bond, then, between law and society is close and intimate. The history of the common law is a matter of fact and rests ultimately on the relationships of people who have taken their differences before a court for settlement. And it will be assumed in all of the discussion which follows that the common law has grown, now rapidly, now reluctantly, to keep pace with changes in the social order, from which, again, it is inseparable. Now, as it changes and runs along the course of history, one of the troubles that are out there is the loathe, despising, detesting of all things theological by positivists and humanists for the past 400 or 500 years as they became more and more powerful and gained greater and greater control of commerce and government. But if we go back and start with the Bible at the Ten Commandments, which really aggravates many, and truly, it's the last six that most point to, and I think that it's not necessarily correct to do that, but I'm just going to give you out of Exodus 20, in this last minute here, we'll start in on the Ten Commandments to begin our understanding of this. And in Exodus 20, 1, verse 1, it begins, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God," capital L, and this is out of the King James, by the way, out of my King James Study Bible, "which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now that would be number one. Thou shalt not make unto thee, thou shalt not. See, the first one was, thou shalt have no other. That's a thou shalt not. These are known as, would be considered negative commands, as opposed to positive commands. I'll say it again. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now with that, we'll take the top of the hour break, come back, go through a little bit more of the rest of these commandments, and then continue our study of law.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, December the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got off to a lousy start in the first hour, about 30 minutes of disruption as a result of getting dropped on air, not knowing where we went. In the beginning of what may be a long series, I hate that, because I don't want this laying out there as an archive copy with such a stumbling beginning on such an important topic. So we might have to recover some of this ground again tomorrow and then move forward. But I definitely want to go back. I'm looking at Exodus 20 right now, 1 through 21, really. This is one of the two places in the Bible where the, so to speak, quote-unquote, Ten Commandments can be found. And if you want to look at them yourself, they're certainly in your Bible just as well as they are in mine. And it depends on what version you have as to how the words read. but I use the King James Study Bible before me because it is a keyword study Bible, which means that every verse, the key words are given numbers that then correspond to concordances that are also sewn into this Bible, which makes it a very useful tool because you can get a much greater understanding of each of these verses if you look at it in the original tongues and the key words are brought up to your attention. So in addition to other references where you can go to see more inside the Bible, it's just like the hot links that you'd find. This also gives you a heads up as to what the translators, which words the translators used to give the English translation. But again, we start off, and it's, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and we're going to come back to that, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So this really is the first two of the Ten Commandments. The remainder are basically the balance of that, the eight. But it's very important because one of the greatest challenges to deal with in this is, first of all, that it's a negative statement as opposed to positive, and that offends some. But even so, more so, this idea that they would visit, that God would visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. So you can think of it along this wise. If you're driving along down the road and you're pulled over on a traffic visit, as they say, and Gestapo, the gendarme, asks for your papers, please. And they go back and they put it in their computer. And then he comes back and he's shaking his head. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to come with me. Why? Well, our records indicate that your great-grandfather was a bootlegger. And you know, bootlegging is against the law. You'll have to come with us. This idea of visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Another is the idea of Congress passing a law and a tax that will impact future generations. All these things hold them.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, as peculiar as it might seem, going back and beginning an understanding of law out of Exodus from the Bible, the Old Testament, this is really what the foundation of almost all of Western law today. This is where it came from. And so it behooves us, as they say, to take note of this. Let's continue through these commandments. And again, keep in mind this idea of visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. The idea of passing laws that impact generations unborn, bringing on taxes, trillions and trillions of debt, passing it on to generations ahead, is the visiting of iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and our founding fathers found that rather reprehensible. They didn't like that idea. You know, they say, we hear it over and over again, that this was a Christian nation. Well, yeah, but there were a certain number of humanists in the number of founding fathers, and some of the things that they advanced weren't all half-baked. Some of them were quite good, honorable. I like the idea of not passing laws that impact children who had. It's like taxation without representation. How dare your parents pass laws that will be visited on us and our children and our children's children? How dare them do that? If they incur a debt, why don't they pay their debts off in their own generation? You see what I'm saying? So, continuing, it says, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So here's an antagonism that's built into these, between those that keep these commandments and those that don't. And thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And another antagonism is built here between those who have different gods. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And 6 days remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's very important. Notice that we still observe a Sabbath, even though it's on Sunday, a Sunday Sabbath. This stuff has got deep roots. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, their manservant, nor their maidservant, nor their cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made, well, before I go to the next one, this is pretty strong stuff. That's why in small town America on Sundays the sidewalks virtually roll up. Hard pressed to even get a cup of coffee on Sabbath. course, not everybody observes Sabbath on Sundays, and so that really causes grief. But the pluralistic society is not just in the secular community, it's in the religious community as well. And then it continues, and it says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day." Now again, this creates this huge animosity between the Darwinists and the creationists, the evolutionists and the creationists, the creation scientists versus the evolution scientists, if you can say that they are. So there's these antagonisms that are built in here. We're dealing with it today. Rest assured, you're dealing with it. Your children are dealing with it in school as well. Now, it begins, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given thee." All right? So we could start there and say that this now, we're transitioning from the spiritual laws into the civil laws in these Ten Commandments, beginning with honoring thy father and thy mother. The next one, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill." Some people say murder, but the Bible uses kill. Thou shalt not kill. The next one, verse 14, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Now, committing adultery has been confused over the years in the idea that committing adultery is if you're married and you're sleeping outside of your marital promise or covenant, that that's committing adultery. But it's not always been considered that way. If you marry out of your bloodline, if you are miscegenating, if you're diminishing or diluting your bloodlines, that too is adultery. It's just like adulterating wine by adding water to it, or adulterating any other chemicals by adding some admixtures. Number 15, or verse 15, "Thou shalt not steal." This is the eighth commandment. "Thou shalt not steal." It's pretty well self-explanatory. 16, verse 16, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." And that's an important, very important, when, especially when you think about in law. We talk about being having a trial by a jury of your peers, or if you're testifying in a court of law, perjury, bearing false witness, making false accusations, being one of the babushka squads peering out your windows and calling the police just because something is happening that you don't understand in your neighbor's yard, which may not be against the law at all. The idea of bearing, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." And finally, verse number 17, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." This whole idea of coveting is important because all of the taxes that are levied against our homes, our houses, our properties, our lands, our horses, our cattle, our sheep, our pigs, our buildings, our factories, this is all coveting our neighbor's property, and it is a violation of these commandments. And so it's necessary for, I guess you could say, the humanists to find justifications for that, and so they try to find justifications for it in law. Let's continue back now, setting that aside, going back to Arthur Hoag's Origins of the Common Law, and read here. It says, "Social change and legal change are more easily discerned than accounted for, and the process by which legal changes are made is often far from clear. The mystery surrounding many legal changes may be particularly baffling when we deal with a system of judge-made law." What is this idea of judge-made law? My understanding is correct, and I'm not a lawyer, I just am a reader. Maybe you could call me a jurisprude. I enjoy studying the history of law and the story of law, trying to find out more about it all the time. But this idea of judge-made law, these are the court decisions, the decisions of the court. Stare decisis is the Latin, S-T-A-R-E-D-E-C-I-S-I-S. Stare decisis, and I may be mispronouncing that for the legal beagles out there. But that's the idea of a system of judge-made law. It's interpretations. It's trying to think of or interpret, what did the lawmaker, what did the legislator have in mind when they wrote that statute? What did they have in mind when they were writing the Uniform Commercial Code, and at this particular section, what was in the author's mind? And the court tries to determine that. It interprets it. It's a system then of judge-made law. Right? Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And again, I apologize for that rocky start in the first hour. We will have to cover most of this ground again tomorrow, and I will. I'd like to have these archives be stacked up like pancakes. You can put them, burn them to a disk, and get at least the kernel of what I'm trying to share with you in regards to law. It's far too important to have it all cut up like that. It's kind of like having a fire drill as soon as you ring the opening bell for the class. Don't like that. Anyway. Not only did it disrupt my mental process, it took me way off my schedule of things to talk about. So, with 30 minutes shot out on the first part of the broadcast, I don't want to waste any more time now. Let's go on. It says then, here, again, continuing, For who can determine with precision the thought of medieval royal judges as they built up a body of principles in case after case, decision after decision? So we go back to understand our dictionary definition, this idea of a strata, like slate, like layers, onion skins, or however you want to think of it, sheets of paper all stacked up, and that law has come through the ages just that way. If you were to start with something simple as Exodus 20 here, and these 10 commandments, the tablets, if you will, the Decalogue, if you start with that and then begin moving forward in time as the various rebbes and judges and scribes and Pharisees and all of the Romans and everybody else started working with this material. And, of course, we've got an admixture in here from the Greeks as well and from Egypt, things admixed in, adulterations, if you will. Slowly but surely, we come up to what is now the law today, if that made sense. It is difficult enough to grasp the nature of the judicial process in the present when we have full reports of trials and the opinions as well as the decisions of judges. Even so, there is value in an account of the common law during its foundation years when its principles were not overlaid by a vast burden of statutory legislation designed for the complexity of modern life. So starting from the most simplistic, or simple, I guess, would be a better terminology, a little more valuable, simple. Starting from the simple, running to the complex, and we might say today, running to the absurd. But an account of the common law in medieval England will bring us close to many, if not all, of the elements which must be considered in dealing with the law in any period. And as part of this series, I'm going to talk a little bit about Blackstone's commentaries, but we'll also consider the writings of Sir Edward Coke and Coke's on Littleton and some of the early thinkers and writers, the legal minds from the temples in England, that we basically built our system of law upon. And everywhere on the planet Earth where the Queen Mother has her mug on the money, those very same systems of law are largely in place, those understandings of the legal process and the history of law shared in common. And so we can see that when we understand this idea of the American Bankers Association creating the American Bar Association, that then created the Uniform Law Commission, that the Uniform Law Commission then was instrumental in the creation of the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the several states and in our federal capital for the purposes of bringing forth model codes and model acts as a method of doing an end run around the Constitution. And if we can understand the creation by the Uniform Law Commission of the International Uniform Law Commission, so that we began to have model codes and model acts appearing simultaneously all around the planet, and then we go to an international court, well, then you can see how this system of global governance emerges. Go on a little bit further here. Well, that's enough for this book. We're going to come back to these again, just giving you a little bit out of each of several that we'll talk about. And again, just from the very beginnings of them, the forewords, the introductions, the opening statements. This was a very interesting book I read, have in my library again. This is a Liberty Fund book, Liberty Fund, Inc. You can find them on the internet. They publish wonderful books. This is written by John Maxey Zane, He lived from 1863 to 1937. This book was originally published in 1927. And here's the foreword. He writes, "It is the most original book in the English language on comparative law since Sir Henry Maine's great work 60 years ago. It is the richest canvas, if not the only of its kind, yet produced." And this is a foreword. I'll see if I flip over and see who wrote the foreword. Let's see if we can get it. Here we go. That doesn't say. Continuing, so wrote Dean John Henry Wigmore of the Northwestern University School of Law in his review of John M. or Maxie Zane's The Story of Law when it first appeared in 1927. Let's see if we can grab the editor's name. It's an introduction by James M. Beck. New forward annotations and bibliographies by Charles R. Reed, Jr. Probably Charles R. Reed, Jr. writing here. Wigmore, one of the most distinguished legal scholars of his time, appreciated Zane's unique contribution to legal history, for here was the first complete outline story of how law came into existence, developed, and changed through the ages, and why it plays such a prominent part in our lives today. John Zane was not, however, an isolated genius. He was rather part of an age that treasured legal history in a way that the present age does not. The story of law appeared near the close of a period of enormous creativity. The 19th century, the 1800s, had witnessed the flowering of two new ways of understanding legal history. The first was associated with a relatively new school of jurisprudence, historical jurisprudence, founded by Carl Friedrich von Zwigny, which challenged the premises of natural lawyers and positivists alike. You can understand why I might perk up at that point, because I've made a rather lengthy study of positivism and its impacts on society since Auguste Comte came up with that idea, his positivist philosophy, his positivist system of polity or politics, and his positivist religion. So continuing, which challenged the premises of natural lawyers. We studied the natural law, and then we have positivists also. Historical jurisprudence argued that the law was neither the concrete expression of transcendent norms, as the natural lawyers contended, nor the product of sovereign command or toleration, legal positivism, sovereign command, whatever the prince says, as the force and effect of law. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, just opening the ground, plowing the field.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. And for all those of you that are sticking with me this morning, we'll continue to lay out just some of the basics, just the very most fundamental basic introductory comments from a variety of texts, which we'll refer to this week. But again, this is the physical basis of law. And this is out of a book that was written, The Story of Law, by John Maxey Zane, second edition. Almost everyone of ordinary information understands very well what is meant by the word law. We can see how complex, how lengthy the dictionary definitions were. Many pages involved in understanding it from the standpoint of encyclopedia study. But this learned writer continues. He says, again, almost everyone of ordinary information understands very well what is meant by the word law. But even the most learned jurist, when called upon to give an accurate definition of the term, finds themselves at a loss. You can imagine spending $100,000, $200,000 getting an education in law, and then finding yourself at the end of that long process, being at a loss of words to define the word law. No jurist, the author continues, has yet achieved a definition of law that does not require the use of the idea of law, either implied or expressed, as a part of that definition. All will agree that the word in its meaning implies a set both of general principles and of particular rules. So in order to come up with that definition of what is law, you're going to have to bring a lot of material in to the mix, into the discussion. And that's going to be part of what I'll try and do. Upon law, what we call rights are founded, and by it, wrongs are forbidden. But if we ask the meaning of the term rights and wrongs, we simply move around a circle by saying that rights are what are legally recognized as rights, and wrongs are what the law defines as wrongs. Thus, we get back to the very place where we started. It's not quite as simple as some might think. A celebrated judge in this country has defined law as, quote, a statement of the circumstances in which the public force will be brought to bear through the courts. And we see that from our Black's Law Dictionary definition. But this definition makes an immaterial matter the substance of the definition and ignores altogether the idea that a law is a rule. Law would exist without public force applied, for long before there were courts, there was a great body of law that a man was bound not to violate, and that was generally obeyed. So even without courts, we have lived with law, which in many regards is the basis of my statement that no matter how long or how deep or how wide this economic upheaval and social upheaval lasts at this period, on the other side, one thing that we could guarantee, basically carve it in stone, provided the planet Earth exists, is that there will be government and there will be law. It'll either be the government of our choosing and the law of our choosing, or it'll be the government of someone else's choosing and their law will reign. Dropping down a little further here, even here we must understand that we include rules which govern men and their relations to the social organization under which they live, and that among civilized men, law is considered to govern the relations of social organizations toward one another. So it's like we're playing a big game of cricket or something. And when you walk out the door in the morning, because you've been playing this game of cricket for long enough, you know that somebody isn't going to hurl a javelin at you or try and toss you across the yard. Certain general rules, certain general principles agreed upon because we live not alone, all men at war against all men, invoking Sir Thomas Hobbes, but we live in society. We live within proximity to other people. This is not the same as anarchy. We've talked about that before. You'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by men. And the choices are always left up to us. An anarch says no arcs. It's an anarch, no men. No codras, no archons. Rules of law at different times in the past have covered many more human relations than at other times. And generally speaking, the progress and development of law have been in differentiating rules of living that were of sufficient importance to the social organization to be regarded as law from other rules, once as potent, that have gradually passed into mere social customs. We don't make laws saying that we all have to wear certain garments in this country, although some countries, they do have laws to talk about the garments that you must wear. Included in all of this and our study, our discussion next couple of days, is going to be business law. The principles of business law. I have a book here that I'm getting very nearly completed with. This is a textbook. If you were taking a course in business law or the principles of business law at a university, write down and including all of the test questions and exams and cross-references and case law that one would study if you were in law school. This was originally published back in 1940 with editions in 48, 52, 57, 62, 64, 67, and 1971. And this by Prentice Hall, and I don't know whether Prentice Hall at that time was owned by the same people that own it today. But here, in Chapter 1, Law and Legal Theory, it begins this way, and it says that the subject matter of this text is business law. Before undertaking a study of the law as it relates to business, it is helpful to examine the nature of law, its sources, and its role in our society. Do you see how all of these begin in the same place? They all point back to gaining some understanding, laying down the fundamental basic principles of what is law, where did it come from, how did it evolve, if you will, to use that nasty term, into what it's become today. What purposes does it serve? Continuing here from our textbook, also, if the business-related portion of the subject is to be understood, it is essential that certain terms be defined and classifications be established in advance. And this is exactly the way I like to study my begin my studies on something. You say, okay, well, what is law? Well, a good place to go first is the dictionaries. We did that. And then if you do have encyclopedias, of course, you can use a web browser. But if you do have encyclopedias, you can go from the dictionaries to the encyclopedias. And then where you can and as you can, you could go to texts. And I picked this one up. This is a 1,000-page book, textbook, right? Law school textbook for a couple of bucks at a flea market. You don't have to lay out hundreds of thousands of dollars to come to some understanding of these things. And then from that, you go to the various authors, as I've shared with a couple of authors here, John Maxey Zane, Arthur Hoag, many more in my library. So the first six chapters, then, they say, of this text will be devoted to a study of law, its functions, and its procedures. Each of us, from day to day, uses the terms such as law, legal, and illegal. Moreover, such phrases as due process of law, law and order, and the rule of law have become an integral part of our vocabulary despite the complexities of the concepts they represent. And that's absolutely true. Many of the people out there teaching on law, and rule of law, and all of these other various and sundry adaptations, they have come to an understanding of these various terms and then attempt to teach on them. But to intermingle the use of the word law when you meant to say legal or illegal, or discuss about due process of law, law and order and rule of law, without coming to some understanding of the complexities of the concepts that they represent, does everyone a disfavor or a disservice, including yourself. And as part of this is what drew me into studying it in the first place, because I truly didn't understand it. There was a time when just about everybody in this country had the basic kernel of law well in hand. That's not the case today. We'll be back for the last segment of today's broadcast. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we're back once again. And back to our text again. This is a law textbook. Who knows if this is going to be would be considered like law 101? I doubt it. Sincerely doubt it. Principles of business law. I'm sure that would come later in a study. I'd have to go up on the internet and see if I can find some of the various universities that teach law and see if we can find, you know, what they include in the various, you know, like law 101, law 105, law 200, law 400. What point in a study of law would you come across this law and legal theory and begin into a comprehensive study of business law? I don't know. But certainly, having read considerably about this, back in the England, at the temples, and in subsequent time period, we talk about reading in law and developing copybooks and readings in law. And the reason for the reading was going through all of these various decisions and trying to analyze how a judge would rule one way or how a judge would rule another way. If we're going to be successful at all moving forward in this century, we're going to have to make major revisions to our legal system. It's dysfunctional, it's broken, it don't work. You're not going to find any justice in there. You have to have your, as some would say, the magic decoder ring just to even get there. And then if you're hoping to find remedy there, you're probably searching for love in all the wrong places. But let's go back here. The fact, again, our author writes, the textbook authors here, the fact that such words and phrases are widely used does not mean that they are understood or even that they have a definite meaning, for in fact, they do not. So if you're a little confused already and you don't understand anything about law, understand that these words don't have any definite meaning. Law, legal, illegal, due process, law and order, rule of law. They don't have a definite meaning at all. In the eyes of the beholder, you might be able to say. And it would probably constantly changing, especially in modern times where we've stepped away from absolutes, as we might have found in Exodus, thou shalt not, and got into the world of permissives or rapidly changing, or as August Comte said, everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. The theory of relativity, Albert Einstein, etc., Dadaism. So continuing, he says, it's not possible to give the word law any one meaning or to accurately define it. The word has many meanings depending on the context in which it is used, and it also expresses a variety of concepts. The same is true of the words legal and illegal. The adjective illegal may, for instance, be used to describe a forward pass in football, or it may be used to describe a contract which violates some statute. Law has been used in a narrow sense as a noun synonymous with statute. We've all heard of passing the statutes. As well as broadly to describe the general subject matter. It's also been used for rules of physics and other sciences, such as Newton's law, Boyle's law, etc. It should also be remembered that when law is used in this text, its meaning is derived from the context in which it is used. And so, when we look at whatever came out of Copenhagen, we have to think that when each of these various planks or tenets or platforms find eventually their way into law, they will mean whatever they mean in the context that they are used according to the decision of the court that tries it. And then it will establish precedent, and then that will become set in stone for some lengthy period of time. So it's hard to look at the healthcare legislation and read the bill and think that we understand what it is, especially as words are constantly changing section by section by section, and the meanings of those words must be derived from the context in which they're found, that sentence, in that section, and then, as they are interpreted by courts of appeals, typically, if my understanding is right, in the future. Law in the broad context expresses a variety of concepts that has been defined as those rules and regulations established by government and applied to people in order for civilization to exist. The word civilization is a study in its own right. But again, these are rules and regulations, Code of Federal Regulations, rules, and applied to people in order for civilization to exist. Law and legal theory, however, are far too complex for such a simple definition to suffice. Thus, other definitions must be examined if the connotations of the word law are to be effectively understood. It's well to note that all of the definitions discussed herein are significant and should be borne in mind throughout the study of this subject. And so if you think you're going to get, you know, one definition or two definition or one shoe fits all, one size fits all, in any understanding of law, you're starting upon an error. And this book, just as much as my own studies, devotes a considerable amount of attention to defining their terms. But again, the terms are, it's so important to understand that you've got to look at the words in context. And so whether you listen around on the internet and the various law teachers that are out there, it's really not class 099, it's not 101. You know, it's 105, it's 200, it's college level. You have to pay attention. You have to listen carefully to the broadcasts. Not only this one, but all of the broadcasts that certainly treat on subjects of law. Many people have gone down these patriot rabbit holes, if you will, are now in prison. Erwin Schiff comes to mind immediately. Edna Lane Brown. Many, many others. Many, many others over the years. I've heard about bunches of them. Let's continue. It says the subject of law is as old as man himself. Our study of it, however, need go back no further than 1215 at Runnymede, with the promise by King John to his barons that, quote, no free man shall be taken or imprisoned or deceased or exiled or in any way destroyed, nor will we go upon him nor send upon him except by the lawful judgment of his peers by the law of the land. This promise in the Magna Carta, or Charta, the Great Charter, recognized that it was the law that would determine man's basic rights and protect them in relation to the sovereign, and also that royal power should be exercised subject to the law. In effect, law was defined as the means of limiting royal power or governmental action, from which we get the phrase, a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. But for those of you that may not have or have not yet listened to Carolyn Harris's broadcast, the Iconoclast Report, in her New World Order, library. She has very valuable information to help you understand just what it was, the Magna Carta, what is its significance, and how valid was the promise made by King John to his barons. Now back to our text here in the last minute. Well, I guess I don't need to go there. So we'll both play around with this, and if there's any interest in understanding more about the history of and the story of law, we'll let it run a few days. I do just want to bring out some of it. I think it's fascinating. I think it's very pertinent and timely. We look at government. We look at the failings in law. We look at the economy. We look at the daily news. And all of these are inseparably linked. A failure to understand one part of it becomes a fatal error. We really don't have time for more errors. Time is running out on the great ship America and most of the world. We stumble along in ignorance and arrogance and error, and our whole world is changing so rapidly around us as the new global order sows their net that we may not be able to get out. Anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow. Hopefully everything will fire and trigger well. We'll continue this discussion then. Until then, have a great day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.